huge agreement in relation to public services, and in particular we are dealing with health within the Donegal area. So we want to have that debate with our members, and we want to also clarify issues that would have been expressed in the last agreement, which was Croke Park 2. So we're looking forward to having that discussion, and we also believe that a significant progress has been made.
CIP2 is recommending acceptance of the agreement. Other unions are recommending rejection of this particular deal. Is there a fear that the public service unions may now split, and that the unity we've seen among the public service unions in the past could be lost?
Well, on the last occasion, what we had was a public service committee agreement. That no longer applies, and each union is now negotiating on a separate basis. So CIP2 has negotiated its own deal, as other trade unions have. What we've been able to do on this occasion, because of the different dynamic in the negotiation, is actually address the issues which our members throughout the country have wanted our union to address. Other unions, a small group, have taken different positions, and we respect that, and obviously they'll have to resolve those issues with their own respective memberships. But there is one deeply concerning thing, is that by reaching a collective agreement, we are able to avoid the legislation which government have published with regard to cutting people's wages in the public service. That's certainly something that we do not want to expose our members to. And that's why we want a collective agreement for the next 3 years, which protects our members' jobs and protects our members' salaries.